world's number one best-selling inflatable beer pong table.
Porta-pong. Play anywhere, on anything.
We have Saladano, also Jerry Piscatelli on the phone here, co-inventors of Porta-Pong. You can learn about them at Porta-Pong.com. Describe, Sal, what is Porta-Pong?
Porta-Pong is the original inflatable beer pong table.
Now, this may seem silly to you, and I'm not sure this is even necessary because we have three colleges located up here in about a 20-minute radius, one being Cal Poly. So there's a good amount of people familiar with what beer pong is. But for someone who doesn't know, Jerry, give us a little lowdown.
Sure, Ken. Well, it's a great game. Anywhere from 6 to 10 cups set up in a triangle formation. Then the object of the game is simply get the ball into the cup. What's that cup's in? Cup comes off the table. Gameplay continues until all cups are removed from one side of the table.
And the game is a lot of fun. Describe what the very first Porta-Pong looked like, Sal.
The first Porta-Pong looked like a mess, basically. Jerry and I were planning on a family trip that we go on every year. We started making the idea for the Porta-Pong, and it ended up on a napkin. And we drew it out and looked it up, and come to find out nobody had it. So we started trying to work one out, and we bought a inflatable mattress and cut holes in it, and that really didn't work, because cutting holes in an inflatable mattress really doesn't work, especially when you're trying to melt them back together after a couple beers. Basically, it was a big mess before we came up with our idea.
We're talking to Jerry and Sal, co-founders of this great adventure called the Porta-Pong. You can learn more about it at portapong.com. Jerry, talk about how two friends from back in the day who have a simple idea, how they go about getting it done. You know, you got patents, lawyers, marketing. How did you even tackle all these?
Well, lucky for us, Sal and I both come from kind of like a marketing background, and I'm also a graphic artist. So we kind of knew our way around that aspect of it. And the rest of it came into just learning, really. The internet is such a great tool. Going online, how do you make a beach ball? Who makes a beach ball? What does it take to do that? Where does it come from? What are the legal ramifications? And it was an intense 3-4 months of just solid learning.
I mean, just when you think all the ways you can use it, you got a lot of options there.
You could use them pretty much for anything. If you have a pool table, you want to throw it on top of the pool table so you don't ruin the felt. You could hang it from the ceilings, anchor it in the water, obviously, because it floats. And if you get drunk enough, you could sleep on it.
We're talking to Jerry Piscatelli, also Saladano. They are the inventors of Porta-Pong. You got to check it out, portapong.com. You broke open that niche market. Did people start coming after you, like with the imitations, things like that, right afterwards?
It took probably about 6 months before the first imitation came out. People have tried to knock us off.
First time I saw you was the local beer festival in Avila Beach, and you guys have a grassroots thing about you. And you know, if you look at like the World Series of Beer Pong that goes down in Vegas every year, you guys are a big sponsor there. So your name is definitely significant, right?
Absolutely. One of the big things that sets us aside from a lot of companies, not even just the knockoffs, is we go hit the streets. We go and meet the fans. We love meeting the people. We found beer festivals to be such a great thing to not just go to and drink your face off and have great times, but go and meet the people who are buying the product. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they like and they don't like. When you find that guy, he says, "Hey, I'm not going to buy one of these today because I have two of them." That's a pretty cool feeling to have.
Right.
And then
right.
you get that on a video and put it on YouTube, and you know you got gold right there.
So we mentioned like the World Series of Beer Pong. You guys are really into these events that like we talk about, grassroots, get to know the people, get to know the fans. Anything coming up?
Yeah, September we're flying out to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival. Looking forward to that one. They're expecting around 50,000 happy drinkers and
wow.
Over 350 plus beers to sample.
Wow, my gosh. Talking to Jerry and Sal, co-founders of Portapong.com. Even though you guys are big now, I mean, there's still like a real grassroots vibe about you guys that I love. I mean, first time I saw you guys was at the beer festival here in Avila Beach. And you do make a point to kind of stay plugged into the community. I know every pink Porta-Pong table you sell goes to the Keep a Breast Foundation.
Yeah, that's correct. We donate $5 to every pink Porta-Pong table to the Keep a Breast Foundation out in California that is trying to raise awareness to the youth about breast cancer. You can check them out at keepabreast.org.
We're talking to the guys from Porta-Pong. Jerry, now, what's the current goal of Porta-Pong? You talking other products, or what's in the crystal ball for you guys?
Well, some of it we can't really tell right now.
Oh, come on. Little snippets?
It'll definitely fall into the tailgate season, but it definitely will get your favorite team going. But
yeah,
we're
wow.
working on a couple of couple of good things. You know, we've also expanded the company. Just as an example, we have the PortaPongX.com website as well, which is kind of a sister site to our main site, where we took our inflatable beer pong product, and it's on other websites, and we've met owners of other products, and we've kind of put a hodgepodge together of what we like out there on the internet. And we also needed a home for our energy drink. So like I said, we're always expanding and looking for new things to do. So when we created the energy drink, we needed a home for it. That was the perfect place to put it.
The PortaPong table has been seen in some pretty impressive venues. It's kind of cool, including the Playboy Mansion's infamous grotto. Where are some other places that you've broken out the PortaPong and really just killed it with the crowds?
Our first event that we ever did was actually the Road Rules Real World Reunion Special in Rhode Island.
Yeah, for MTV.
So, yeah, we were on TV at the Bad Girls Club.
Like you said, the World Series of Beer Pong in Vegas, yeah, Atlantic
we're
City.
Featured at one of the hotels out in Vegas, the Flamingo, rents out our tables for their pool use.
Talking to Sal Adano and Jerry Piscatelli, they are the co-founders of PortaPong. You should check them out online at portapong.com. Now, guys, if the PortaPong thing ever goes south, with those last names, you guys can make some great mob bosses or be on The Sopranos or something.
Hey, forget about it.
And, you know, guys, make sure we talk again. You know, when you got that tailgate stuff coming out or anything else that you guys are into, you know, let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
No problem, man. Sal Adano, Jerry Piscatelli, PortaPong.com. Thanks, guys.
World's number one best-selling inflatable beer pong table.
PortaPong. PortaPong. Play anywhere on anything.
PortaPong.